Hello everybody, this is Mustafa speaking again. Actually, I decided to take a different route this the podcast. First of all, thank you for your comments and suggests on my previous and first podcast on demonstrating JAWS 11 and the basics of script writing. Well, as I said in the beginning, that I'm going to demonstrate something which is not related to adaptive technologies and computers, etc. Now I'm going to take a different route here. Basically, I'm going to talk about education and school memory. I observed that we are talking a lot on our podcast about technology and how to use it and how to keep it accessible and demonstrate various applications. That's great. That's very, very, very good. But at the same time, I think we have to be considerate on our daily life, how the blind people can live better in their life, how we can achieve more goals in our life, how we can learn from our mistakes, how we can tell the responsibles of the blind children or kids to how to treat them and how to make their life more joyful. So according to these reasons, I'll take this series from this one, beginning from this one, and I'll continue about maybe a 4 or 5 series regarding this particular issue, which, as I've said, education and school memory. Today I'm going to demonstrate my earlier ages in the schools and how it was and how I was dealing with my classmates and with my friends. I will mention everything almost. I will not miss something which I remember. Even what I've mistaked, what I've did incorrectly, to learn from it, to get a lesson. So, basically, talking about the education for me, we got started from when I was in the cages. I even attended cages, KG1, KG2, and special school for the blind, private school for the blind. And I'm not going to tell a story. Actually, I'm not going to just telling you what happened without commenting, without suggesting, without looking for lessons to learn. So in the beginning, I used to attend the private school for the blind in my quite earlier ages, so we can talk about maybe 6 or 7 or even less than. In this time, I have learned the Braille and the basics of Braille, you know, how to read and write. And that was any beginning of any blind person or blind child almost in all over the world. But I have the problem at this school. The teacher has spanked me and hate me harshly, very harsh. And I was young at this point. I was very, very, maybe I was in the second grade two or something. Grade two. My mother came to school and talked to the supervisor, and she decided to not stay here anymore. She decided to take me from there. So after that, she was in a conflict. How shall I continue my education? At that time, we are talking about the period between 90 and 91. 1990 or 1991, something like that. So we are now in 2009. So you can guess how old I am. Okay? She was in a conflict, as I said. She wasn't know what should she do. Her friends and the people around her told her, put him in a private school for the blind. That's very normal for those who are in his case. But she decided to allow me to be open in the public. And this is a point which I want to discuss. Maybe it's one of got to be the first point. When you have an of course, maybe the listeners will include someone who is responsible for the blinds, or you can suggest someone who is in these situations to listen. And also, maybe you are working as a teacher or responsible of something related to the blind kids. Today we are our speech will be about the childhood stage, the childhood stage. So at this time, all people around her will suggest her to basically to put me in the place, which is very normal for my situations, but she decided to not obey in this. She thought that the private education will be closed, will be negative for my characteristics, will be negative for my future, and will be negative for my connecting to the public society and so forth. Instead, she was looking around herself about which school can accept me. And actually, it was very difficult at this time. Maybe now, it would be more accessible because the people has recognized by somehow that the blind people are not just a stone should be thrown alone in special places. So finally she found an school which can accept me. This school is was a royal is an following a religious religious organization here, very, very large religious organization called Al-Azhar. I was attending in Azhar. So she decided to put me in there, and I was about 7 years old at that time. And I was started I'm moving quickly, but I will discuss each point separately at the end. Okay? Maybe if you don't like this style, let me know. I will change the style to discuss everything in this time of demonstrating. So after that, I was attending the school, a very that's very, very hard situations for me, because the kids, the classmates around me, basically was missing around me, was not respect for my situations, maybe throw me by the water and run away, you know, something like that. I've been disappointed and frustrated in this. And I was in, every day I was crying at the night when I'm back from the school. And one day my mother, I remember this day, my mother saw me when I'm crying in my bed, and she told me, "Why you didn't sleep yet?" I told her, "I can't sleep, I'm very disappointed, I'm frustrated, I'm sad, etc." She told me why. I told her, really, I wasn't recognized the situations in bright manner, but in some form or another, I was recognized that I am not able to do some things which others could do. So I told her, how people can see? I asked her this question. And she told me, she hesitated a little bit and that said, "They are seeing the eyes, by the eyes. But the eyes is not only in your face, on your head. You have an eye in your heart, an eye in your mind, in your brain." So I wasn't understand this at that time, sure, but she tried to influence me to be access to be to accept my situations, to accept my life, because I will continue until terminated in this way. So she came to the school many times and she reported about what's happening to me, and the pupils punished for that. But after maybe we are talking about the second year of my grades, because I have re-entered the first grade when I attend to Azhar. They are not acknowledged my earlier grades in the blind schools. So after that, I'm walking in the room, I'm not sitting, okay. After that, she told me that you have to be open with your friends, you have to be nice with them. They recognize, they will not disappoint you, they will not disturb you, they will not hurt you once again. So really my friends in the ages of, maybe we're talking about the four of the and the five grades, it was the most joyful grades in my primary school, because they are recognized. And at this point I was attending completely, totally in the public society. I was taking the braille books with me in the school, and of course sometimes the teacher asked me, "How can you read this? How, what is it?" And you know, sort of that stuff. But I was attending, I was learning in this way. Also, I have got my first braille typewriter, which is here. Yeah, I have it still here. Which is, that is it. It's not the Birkins. I know that the Birkins most common in the States and most usable, but it's the German one. I don't know what's its model, what they call it. By the way, but it's a German. I'm sure about that. So I was attending basically in very normal way, and I was going to the school trips and going with them almost in everywhere. And I try to remember something. Yeah, one day in the break time, someone had thrown me by the water, and he ran away. And I, of course, I have frustrated and disappointed a bit. And I told one of my best friends, one of a friend of mine, that's happened to me, and I want to get this one. I want to catch him. I will beat him. I will fight him. He told me, okay, when I saw him beside you, and will he not recognize, I will tell you. And one day, he saw him, he just came to me and told me, he's behind you. I told him, okay. And he was not know my intention for him. And suddenly, I attacked him and started to beat him hardly, and then he cried. And that guy now is one of my best friends, because he knows that I will never forgive any tries to messing around me or to treat me as a weak guy, or the one who is disabled, who cannot run following me and catch me. And so I just saw him that I can get you, I can get my ride from you, I can beat you. So at that time that friend came to me and apologized, and I have been apologized to, and now, as I said, we are the best friends. So and he's an engineer now. He's an engineer. So so at this time, I'm saying so a lot, not why, maybe a little bit shy, but okay. At that time also, I started to go to the club, joining swimming training team, and that team sure was not being exclusively for the blinds. It was a public place, and also I have to show my experience at this. I'm a good swimmer. I'm a clever swimmer. I'm swimming for a long time ago, and at this time the situations that they wasn't accept me in the team at the beginning, but I remember when I jumped to the pool and the coach saw me and told me, you're a good swimmer, you can join the team. So the point is, some side of people basically they are not recognized, really they are not recognized what the blind people can do. So we must show them. We have not to be in private communities and private groups. I am browsing the internet a lot, and many places has created specially for the blinds. ACB radio, public, it's a very public radio, but it's for the blinds. Most of the series and programs and radio shows and etc., it's for the blind. So why we have to be in the private places rather than to not stay in this? We have to open up our abilities, our capabilities, our powerfuls, our knowledges. Many blind people have wonderful knowledge. Some people are professors in the university, and so, but they are still, even those, they are still not being opened enough in the public society. So I can discuss now the points with you. Basically, that's what was of today. Today was in the primary school. So the primary school has taught me that you are in the primary life and you have to be opened to your classmates. Before this point, what do you think is better? Private education for the blind or public education for the blind? And tell me why. Give me a reason. If you said the public, if you chose the public, tell me why you have chosen that. And if you said chose the private, tell me why you have chosen it. So that's a question which I wish to get its answers from the listeners and my email, which I will mention it at the end. This issue is very, very important. The private education, yes, has included your special educational tools, braille, computers, talking computers, etc. But it will not include your life. You can still keep the private educational tools in the public school. I have been attend in a public school and I was using the braille for reading and writing. Sure, maybe someone will ask me, how did you felt the exams? So, how do you pass the exams? I can say basically most of them are oral exams. But we can fix the problem by something which is better than was I am. But I just meant to say that we have not to be in the public schools anymore. And maybe someone having a different opinion, but tell me if you have a different opinion or different vision or different point of view. Tell me your vision. Tell me your reason. Okay? So, the public education is better. Sure, it's better. Because you are in the public society, that's a smaller image of the public society which you are already living in. So the public society started for you in the school. Okay. Suppose that you have been attend a private school for the blind. Can you find a public? Suppose that you attend a private school for the blind, and you have finished the grades and grow up from the school, finish the secondary school and grow up. Can you find a private college or private university for the blind? I don't think so. Because it's pretty difficult to find something like that. So from the beginning, why we won't need this movement to be in the private and then to be in the public? And you have to be strong. You have to be positive in your situations. Not to be disappointed or frustrated. I know that many people are not like in this, but we must acknowledge, we must say and honestly that we are not being shown enough in the public society. As I said on the internet, there's many places for the private blindness. The private of the blindness. why we want to be in. Sure, if you're talking about something like I've been sitting because. Sure, if you're talking about something related to special something for the blind, such as the adaptive technologies and so forth, that would be needed to be in something in private. But, for example, why they have created Blind Vista and Blind Webbers? I know the answer, because it's not accessible. If you were to be in something in public, it would be not accessible. That's the same of the life. The life will not be accessible until you make it accessible. That's just a type of scaring, a type of escaping from facing the public, from showing your abilities to others, from challenges. So you just said, okay, make it easier, make it private for us, let us to be closed, let us to be not opened to the public any longer. So we have to be in the public, and we have to create mailing lists if it's not related to something special for the blind, screen readers and something like that. It would be in the public. For example, why we didn't create it as something which is and also almost all of the lists are blind tech, blind geeks on, blind etc, blind robbers, blind Vesta, blind. We have to choose a different title which was give us the hopes and lights and, you know, refresh our abilities. For example, challengers, and I don't know, but I mean, you have to be in something new. You have to take a different method in this life. And the public is very important thing. And if you not agree with me, tell me why and show me your experience if you had, and show me your proofs, which is against my vision on this. So the second point, which is attending the public education, will create the opportunity for the blind to be entirely depending on himself. Because yes, you will get help from people when needed, but even that's in the private school. Because you will get to the school and then get to the home, and then, you know, you will move, come and go, go and come. So you will face many situations which will teach you a lot in your life. But in the private school, that would not be possible, because you are just like a bird which is thrown in a cage. Exactly like a bird which has thrown in a cage. So how can be able to fly? I don't think so that we'll be able to fly. So fly for above the sky, and don't be in the private. The third point, which is very important as well. Now we are talking about the unemployed people of the blind, which is increasing. And I heard from someone, Canadian, we're chatting together. He told me the percentage is upper than 80%. I've been surprised. He is talking about Canada. He is talking about Canada. But by the way, it's why that's? We can ask ourselves why. Why those unemployed? They are not educated. That's another problem. But I assume that most of them are educated and graduate from schools and colleges. So the problem, because they are not accessible in the public from the beginning, from their earlier ages, from their schools and primaries. So because of this, it would be very difficult to be employed, in the public society. So how you want to be, you want to learn in the private and you want to have a job in the public. So you have to be in one way. And the last point for finishing, and forgive me again for my shying and hesitating. The last point is you have to be adopt an idea. You have to get in a purpose in your life. About myself, my purpose in this life to be a great man, to be to get achieve the higher goals, to finish my master's in the university, to get better job, to marry who treat me as a real man, not just having a negative impressing upon me. So that's basically my purpose, and I think most of you, if it's not all, will be the same, will say the same words. So that's what I want to say today. That's about the private and public education. That's about education and school memory. At the end, I will not forget to mention my contact information, because I want you to be in contact with me and tell me opinions and tell me what you think and what you believe in. Okay, my email is Mostafa, that's Mostafa dot Almahdy at gmail.com, and my Skype name is my underscore speaker. Hopefully that you benefit from this. I'm looking forward to receive your comments and suggests, and maybe we can discuss on Skype or something. Purposely to reach the better situations for the blind people around the world. So that's the end of this podcast, and hope you that you have a nice day, and all of you will be in a positive, not to be sad anymore, and always to be smiling and laughing to the life. Laugh to the life, and it will laugh for you. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.